I am so excited to announce my newest baby, a book for parents all about tongue tie. Tongue Tie for Parents is the book you need if you have any questions about whether there's a tongue tie, how to get treatment, if your baby needs treatment, how to go about it, how to make decisions, how to help you and your baby recover. All of that is in this ebook. Every day I get questions from parents like you, and I know you need answers. Tongue Tie for Parents is built from the same step-by-step protocol I use when families sit across from me in my office. It's the information that you need for clarity, for confidence, and to help you make care decisions based on your own goals, because that's what's most important. You shouldn't need a Google search to get answers. You aren't crazy or overreacting. You are trying to figure out what is best for you and your baby. It's here and ready for you. Tongue Tie for Parents is an easy download. You can have it today for only $27. Go to tonguetieexperts.net/parentbook or follow the link in the show notes, because you and your baby deserve clarity, not confusion. You're listening to the Tongue Tie Experts podcast, a weekly program providing information and support for those families impacted by tongue and lip tie and the professionals caring for them. I'm Lisa Palladino, a midwife and a lactation consultant with over 30 years of experience. If you are a parent looking for answers or a professional who is curious to learn more than what you learned in school on this topic, welcome. This podcast is for you. Welcome to the Tongue Tie Experts podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Palladino, and today I want to talk to you about what I feel is the three most important aspects of tongue tie treatment, tongue tie assessment and treatment, actually. Right? So we hear so much confusion all over the place. We hear about failed releases. We hear about trying to release ties and nothing's working. We hear about it's a fad. Different organizations are giving us grief about what we do. And we have to be really careful as professionals to guide the parents that come to us correctly. And there are three vital things that I'd say are the pillars of my practice at this point. And I didn't start out this way, right? I used to find a tie and I used to send for release. But now I realize that it's so much more than that, right? So three important things. And why are they important? Because we don't want to misdiagnose or misassess. We don't want to give bad advice. We don't want to treat anything with surgery that doesn't need it. We want families to be ready. We want families to make informed decisions. And we want to be sure that we're treating the right problem. So here we go. The first aspect of tongue tie treatment that makes or breaks your results and how parents feel about how they were treated and how, whether or not there are improvements. The first aspect is ask yourself the question, is there a tie? And when I say, is there a tie, I don't mean, is there a frenum? We all have frenum all over our mouths and other parts of our bodies. But we're talking about mouths today, right? We have lip frenum. We have tongue frenum. We have, some of us have cheek frenum. But, you know, I say this often, tongue tie is a functional diagnosis. It's not what it looks like. it's what it can do. So we want to look at the function that our body part should be doing. And when we're talking about tongue tie and breastfeeding, we want to say, is the tongue, is the lip interfering with the function of eating, breathing, sucking, swallowing, talking when we're older, right? Now we're talking about breastfeeding. Mostly we're looking at the feeding, the breastfeeding or the bottle feeding, right? Is the frenum interfering with that function? If it's not, then it's not a tie, right? So I saw somebody make a beautiful Instagram post all about their journey, going to a wonderful provider to get the lip tie released, even though she was only pumping and there were no symptoms, but the lip tie was pretty bad, so she had it released. And I thought to myself, what the heck is this? There's nothing wrong. Why are we releasing it? No symptoms. Why are we releasing it? There is no tie, because tie is a functional diagnosis. So the first question, the first aspect is there a tie? Second one is the tie causing a problem? So this goes back to the functionality of it. Yes, we might see a very thick tie. We might see a very prominent forward-looking anterior tie under the tongue. And those are the ones we learned about in school. And those are the ones that are usually sent immediately for help. But we have to stop and say, is this tie causing a problem? Are there any symptoms? Is this baby using this tongue in a way that is interfering with normal function? Or is this baby doing everything they're supposed to do with no struggles? All right. So if it's a breastfeeding baby, is the mom nursing comfortably? Is milk being transferred? Is there any reflux? Is there, you know, look at all the symptoms. And this is not about signs and symptoms, this particular episode. We have tons of episodes on signs and symptoms. But today we're just talking about, think about, are there any problems that could be associated with a tie? And if there's not, we do not want to treat it, because we want to make sure that we are not doing anything to prevent future problems. This is another big aspect of social media posts. Get lots of questions in the Facebook groups, especially saying, my baby is doing fine. There are no problems. They're nursing comfortably. They're gaining weight. There's no reflux. They're happy. I'm happy. Everything's good. But I don't want my baby to have speech problems. So I think I'm going to get the tongue tie clipped. And what I say to that is, please don't. And if you are a provider, please don't clip that tie or laser that tie that's not causing any problems, because we have no proof that releasing a tie to prevent future problems is going to be the answer. We have no research that says if we release a tongue tie, there won't be a speech problem, or if we release a tongue tie, there won't be a feeding problem. There may be, but we don't have that connection yet. And if everything is going well now, first do no harm, leave well enough alone. Okay, this is where we're getting into areas that are, you know, we don't want to be interfering too much when we don't have. If you support families with infant feeding, as a lactation consultant, SLP, therapist, doula, or other provider, you won't want to miss this. I'm Lisa Palladino, certified nurse midwife, and IBCLC, and I'd love to invite you to my free 3-day video training, Why Tongue Tie is Missed and How You Can Learn to Spot It with Confidence. In just a few short videos, you'll gain the clarity you've been craving around tongue tie, what to look for, why it's often missed, and how you can better support the families in your care. It's free, flexible, and made for busy professionals like you. Sign up now at tonguetieexperts.kit.com kitexperts.kit/free. That's tongueTieExperts.kit.com/free. The clickable link will be in the show notes. I'll see you there.
Have to. Okay. So that's the second one. So the first one, is there a tie? The second one is the tie causing a problem? And the third one is there anything else that could be causing that problem that you are associating with the tongue tie or the lip tie? So what could this mean? Say you have a baby that appears to have a restricted frenum or does have a restricted frenum under the tongue, and they also are spitting up a lot, or they're having a lot of colic symptoms. This may be from the aerophagia, from swallowing air when they eat with the tongue tie or the lip tie. But look around and make sure there's nothing else going on, right? What if it's a food intolerance? What if it's a lack of getting enough to eat, right? So you want a complete assessment to make sure there's nothing else going on. Maybe a baby is having trouble feeding, but they also are having trouble in tummy time. They're uncomfortable in the car seat. Mama can't put them down in certain positions. They have trouble turning their head, you know, from one side or the other, or they visibly look a little crooked, right? Maybe this way or that way. If you're seeing me on video, you can see me moving my head. So if that's going on, it's possible that there's something else going on that's causing the feeding problem, not the tongue tie. So we didn't even think about maternal problems, right? So I see a lot of babies getting released because they have slow weight gain, or that they're just not eating enough and they're not taking enough in. Well, let's be sure we looked at mommy, and let's make sure that this mama has had her milk supply evaluated and optimized if possible. Let's make sure that she doesn't have any, you know, there's lots of things going on that could be preventing her from offering that baby enough milk. So there's difference between mommy having enough milk and baby transferring enough milk. And we want to make sure that the problem is with the infant's transfer, not the mother herself. Because if mama has low milk supply because of something unrelated, say she has a thyroid problem that nobody has discovered, or retained placenta, which causes a delay in the milk to come in. If we cut the baby's tongue, that's not going to help the baby to gain weight faster. So we want to be sure that there's nothing else causing the problem. I talked about turning the head or discomfort in certain positions. It could be torticollis. It could be any kind of tension in the neck, the shoulders, the hips can prevent the baby from nursing efficiently. So we can fix that tongue tie, but there's still going to be problems with feeding. So that's the third one. And you want to be sure you are looking at both the infant and maternal situation. You want the complete history, what the birth was like. You want to make sure that nothing else is interfering with the feeding before you do any type of treatment or procedure. You want to treat those things if possible. So in other words, this is where the term body work comes in. You want to get the tightness from the baby, you know, maybe a speech language pathologist that can give some exercises. Maybe it's a chiropractor or an osteopath or a cranial sacral therapist or an OT or a PT that can work on that baby and the mama to help release some tension, to get better movement for the baby so that the baby can nurse more efficiently. And I have lots and lots of episodes that talk about the connection between the tightness in the body and the feeding, right? We have lots of episodes on with PTs, with OTs, with chiropractors. You can look back on past episodes for that. And of course, CST, which is one of my favorite modalities. So we want to be sure. So those are the three things. Is there a tie? Is the tie causing a problem? And is there anything else causing the problem? Now, I'm not saying that we never treat if there's something else causing the problem too, or the tie seems to be causing the problem. We're not sure. Is it a tie? Is it food intolerance? But we want that awareness to be there before we start any type of treatment, so the family is fully informed and can make the treatment decisions for themselves, knowing all the information that you can offer them, right? We never want to set down an edict and say, your baby has this, your baby needs that. No, we want to fully inform our parents and let them make decisions with your guidance, of course. And if you are a parent who is looking for guidance, there's plenty of information. Check the link in my show notes. If you're listening on Instagram, the link in my bios to all of the information, or you can go to tongueTieExperts.net/links for all the links. Okay, so thank you so much for joining me today. Let me know if you have any questions or comments. Send me an email at lisa@lisapalladino.net, and let's talk soon. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Tongue Tie Experts podcast. Check out the show notes for useful links about the topics we discussed and for ways to follow us on social media. Please subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app. And if you enjoyed listening, we'd love it if you'd rate, review, and share with your friends and colleagues. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Are you a healthcare professional working with breastfeeding infants? Wish you knew more about assessing and treating tongue ties? Earn continuing education credits and transform your practice with the Professional's Guide to Tongue Tie in the Breastfeeding Infant. It's perfect for any practitioner who works with infants and their mothers, especially those working through feeding challenges. Learn to identify who needs treatment, build a qualified care team, and provide holistic care options. Discover the ins and outs of phrenotomy, including procedure preparation and best aftercare practices. By the end, you'll be confidently supporting breastfeeding families armed with the latest protocols and be part of an interdisciplinary community of experts just like you. Tongue ties are nothing new, but the right way to assess and treat them is. Ready to make a real difference? Join now and become a tongue tie expert. Sign up today at tongueTieExperts.net/professional and become the evidence-based resource that your community needs. To show my gratitude, I'm offering you a special discount as a podcast listener. Use code PODCAST40 to save 40% off today.